Welcome to MEFCAST, the Global Telecom Agenda. Listen to us to get to know more of communication technologies, innovations, and their impact on our lives. Happy listening! Hi listeners! Now you are listening to the episode from MEFCONNEX Mobile IoT on September 2023 with Nasya Skolikariti, the Director IoT from MEF, and Gergana Shrek, the Sales Manager Digital Power Services from Schneider Electric. You can visit our website to get the presentation on www.mobileecosystemforum.com.
Hello, and we're back with another session. We just heard from our panel about how to design and what not to do when we're building IoT solutions and looking at the IoT ecosystem. Now, we are going to get into the Sustainability Act angle and look at the energy sector. I would like to welcome our next presenter, Gergana Shrek from Schneider Electric. Gergana, she is the sales manager, digital power services, and she has a quite enthralling presentation to share with us. Gergana, welcome. Welcome to the IoT Day.
Hello, Nasya. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for this nice introduction. And yeah, as you said, I have a presentation, I have some slides. And yeah, the topic is sustainability in the energy sector. But before I start, I would like to say some words about me so that you know who is talking now. Gergana Shrek, I'm electrical engineer, and since 4 years I'm working for Schneider Electric. Through all my career, I have been working in the field of energy efficiency, and we at Schneider truly believe that energy efficiency and sustainability are only possible through digitalization and IoT technologies. There is no other way around. Currently, I'm in sales, and yeah, as I said, Schneider Electric. Typically, many people doesn't know us, even we are quite big. For last year, we have 34 billion euros in sales. It's quite a lot. And why we are not popular? The answer is that we are doing most of the things in B2B. So end user, they have equipment from us. They have PLC, as example, from industrial automation, but typically the user doesn't know us. We are spread worldwide in almost every country in the world with 135,000 people all over the world. And from this big amount of people, we have 2,600 experts in sustainability. Sustainability is very important for us. Even I'm very proud to say that according to Corporate Knights, we are one of 100 most sustainable companies in the world. And we do consulting, what I will tell you later on. I'm also very proud to share that from 2018 to 2025, we managed to save 800 million tons CO2 per PPAs, power purchase agreement, and EPC, energy performance contracts. So that is about Schneider Electric. And next, you can see what is our motivation, what is my personal motivation about the topic of sustainability. In last years, we see even more often drought, extinction, heat waves, fires, flash floods, almost everywhere in the world. And there are clear evidences that the glaciers are melting. And the future is not looking better. We expect that all these events will increase. And yeah, this should not be the new normal. we should do something. And everything starts with data. We are at a critical point in our human history. Since the Industrial Revolution, we experience that the levels of CO2, they are increasing. We have almost almost half of the levels of CO2 that are more than pre-industrial times. And the fact is that the global temperature increase. If we do nothing, the temperature will increase until the end of 22nd century between 4 and 6 degrees. And this race, it's normal, it could happen also naturally, but in range of 10,000 years. And we experience this in less than 200 years. So that's very serious issue. And we see also the consequences. If we don't do nothing and the global temperature rise further, the expectation, the science say that there will be 39 times more frequently extreme temperature events. The expectations are that more than 500,000 of people will starve because of the crop failure. We also expect that the freshwater supply will sink with 50%. And that is a problem. Of course, in Europe, typically we don't think about drink water that much. But I have also example about nuclear power plants in France this summer. Because the weather was quite hot, the temperature in the rivers was also unusual hot, and the cooling systems of nuclear power plants in France couldn't work. And the whole energy supply chain had some issues. So water, it's essential also for us in Europe. We have chances, we just need to be fast. And we have experienced some big changes in last years. As an example, we have all seen how the pandemic makes us more digital. Many companies, they invest to accelerate their digitalization journey. And it happened very successful because on that time, everyone acknowledged that there is a problem, there is a pandemic, and there were a lot of regulations to make a change. Now we are experiencing energy crisis, and because of this energy crisis, the expectation, our hope, is that the companies became much more energy efficient. We also see the climate change crisis. And here you can see different scenarios how we handle this crisis. If we don't do nothing and we develop in the scale as before, we expect that there will be 4 gigatons savings of CO2 per year. If we want to keep on 1.5 degrees increase until 2050, then we should save 3 times more CO2. It means 10 to 15 gigatons CO2 per year there should be saved, so that we keep on this scenario. And it's a challenge, but it's doable. And if we look in details, there are 3 main sectors where we should work on in order to achieve the 1.5 degree target. First of all, that is the energy supply. And especially we should decarbonize this supply of energy. That means less usage of fossil a source of power and more renewable with 45%. Another big point that is the process electrification, and especially in industry, not only the supply should be with less emissions, but the whole processes inside the industry. They should move from fossil energy to electrical energy. And last but not least, demand optimization. Companies and especially energy intensive productions, they should get more efficient, and circularity is a big topic for the future, because we will have less resources on our world. Everything is limited, so we need to make the best use out of this. What is the status quo in the industry? There is a study from Science Based Targets Initiative, that is a framework for sustainability. So they say that their study shows that only 7% of the companies worldwide manage to deliver on their sustainability plan. The good news is that every year, the number of the companies who manage to tackle cybersecurity doubles, but it's still very less. And it's important to do, in order to be sustainable and to increase on sustainability, it's important to have a reporting system, to have right assessment. And SBTi provides such kind of framework. It's very important to have data. And here is again the point about IoT and cloud technology. So we need to collect data. We need to have transparency. What are the emissions that certain companies has? Engage in ecosystem. It's important because, of course, companies are not alone. They are working with other companies, and to have a program. Everything should be structured on the right way, so that there are clear targets, clear way of working, and goals. On that way, the set goals can be achieved. That is a Schneider Electric concept. That's our way of working. So we have three-step approach. First of all, we start with strategy. So we consult companies how can they start their journey with sustainabilities. The second point, that is digitalization. As I said, we need transparency, we need data, and last but not least, the cherry on the cake is decarbonization. Here it goes about praxis, how companies decrease their CO2 emissions. And on the next slide, here we can see more in detail what each point means. So strategy. The first point of the strategy is to measure the baseline. So companies should be very clear what are their emissions as status quo. Then after that, it's important to create a plan, to create a roadmap where they want to be in 10 or 20 years. To structure a program, also considering the governance, the regulations. And the last step of the strategy is to communicate the plan. It's important to communicate it inside the organization, but it's a big point also to communicate to external organization. The second way of this approach is to digitalize. So in companies need to have transparency about their data. They need to to do some modification on their installation, they need to monitor. After they, the companies have data about their consumption, about their emissions, the next step is to identify possibilities how to optimize this consumption. And of course, reporting, especially when it comes to external, but also internal parties inside the organization. The third point, the carbonization, it starts with electrification. And here we mean that we have a lot of experience, and I don't say we as Schneider Electric, but we as technical people have experience about controlling electrical energy. We have different control systems, different possibilities. So energy, using electrical energy is typically very efficient and very easy to control in comparison to other sources of energy. That's why electrify is the first point. Then it's important, of course, to reduce the electrical usage, to increase the energy efficiency of the states. And after a certain point come also substitution or replacement of electrical sources. There are always sources that are efficient and other that are not. And electrical energy, typically it's the energy that we can control the best and we can make most of them. It's important also to look at the supply chain. Are the suppliers for our products and services also decarbonized, because it comes to the CO2 footprint of the final product. And all of this, what we are doing, it's company agnostic. So we are doing for, as example, electrical equipment of produced by us, but also from other competitors. And that is an important point for the market in total, that sustainability should not be fixed to a certain technology, but it should look the whole scope. On the next slide, there are some examples of our customers that we support for different for these three topics. And and here is the way we tackle decarbonization. First of all, we need a company, when we create a roadmap how the company will change, it's important to know their strategy. Every company grows, that's natural for the business, for the way we, for the society that we have. And when a company grows, it's important to go on a green way. When there is something new at the company, it should be made or with carbon, with a new technology and less carbon emission. Because when you do something new, it's typically easy to make it energy efficient, but if you have an existing site and installed base, that is much easier, much harder, and the required invest is bigger. Then we look at the energy usage. What is the efficiency of the system we have? Here, of course, we work to increase the energy efficiency for the same amount of for the same output. So the companies can do most with the energy that they have. And there is the cleanest energy in the world is the energy that we don't use. So we should be very careful what do we do and what is the CO2 footprint. For electrification, I already said a lot. It's important point in our strategy as a company and, of course, for the topic itself. process heat is a big big issue. Cooling systems, electrical vehicles, that are some example where electrification is accelerating. And replacement of fossil source of energy to a renewable energy. That's the overview of the of the way we work. So here you can see our framework as a company. We think in three levels. The first level, that are connected products. We are based in the we come from the energy distribution field, so we have many devices that you can find in almost every electrical distribution or energy automation. And 80% of our devices, they are communicative. That means that they can provide data for another system. For example, data could be proceed to edge control, where it could be collected and visualized with certain KPIs. And on the third level, after they are above edge control, we make apps, analytics, and services. We need to, we collect the data and then we analyze with experts. And here to sum up, the recipe for sustainability, it's electrical and digital. That's why IoT technology is important in order to achieve these goals. Thank you for your time and attention.
Fantastic. Thank you, Gergana. That was quite an interesting presentation, quite intense and very serious, almost the numbers that you shared. We do have a question from the audience that came through from David Douglas, and I would like to start with that first. David is asking us, given that wind and solar only providing about 4% of the total energy needs, is the 27 years to reach net zero even possible?
There are different concepts. What is needed to be carbon neutral? And through the new energy, new European legislation, it said also that atomic power is also CO2 neutral. So that is one solution. Here in Germany, we are putting a really big effort to have more solar panels and wind, and it's working. It is challenging, of course, because the sun is not shining all the time, and the wind is not blowing when we need electrical energy. But it's possible through hydrogen to store energy and to store energy when there is a big use of energy, and then to use the hydrogen in the time when we don't have enough energy. There are concepts. It's not easy, but it's possible, I would say.
Okay, that's it's possible. That's a positive spin of what's going on. Now, during your presentation, you mentioned that only about 7% of the enterprises, of the companies, they manage to deliver on their CO2 plan. So only 7%, that is extremely low. And we still need to consider what the 2030 goal. So what do enterprises, what do companies really need to do to get a step ahead to increase this percentage?
Yeah, so company need to, the C level of the companies need to be aware of the problem about the climate, also the business. We experience that there is a push from legal perspective, big companies are forced to be sustainable. They look at their supply chain, and the supply chain also need to report the CO2 that they do. It's what about motivation? It's also about end customers. The end customer should, we as an end customer, when we buy something, we should also be aware, is it, what is the environmental issue that these products affect, how this product affect to the environment. So if this awareness increase, then the change is possible. We are in a climate change crisis, but we need to be aware that we are in a crisis. And many people, unfortunately, they don't accept the situation, or they don't want to accept. And that's people, that's our companies, but that's our also countries. So I believe that if we increase the awareness and we are consequent with our action, then that's the only way to change.
Interesting. So a lot more work needs to happen, I guess, both from the government level for awareness and on the corporate level to ensure that everybody is aware of how dire the situation is, and we take considerable measures to mitigate the risks, because otherwise, you know, we only have this planet. Elon Musk hasn't made it to Mars yet. So we're stuck here. So might as well protect it. Georgiana, you, in the end of your presentation, you mentioned a little bit about IoT. I would like to get your, maybe a use case or two where you've seen how the Internet of Things, connected devices, has helped with this initiative.
The most trivial example about how IoT devices were helping to have more efficient production, as example, is looking at the electrical distribution. So in the classical electrical distribution, there are circuit breakers, and nowadays most of the circuit breakers, they are communicative. So they measure what is the current flowing, and they provide their data to edge control or to cloud services. When we have this data and when we analyze it, when we build KPIs accordingly, we are able to take actions. We are able to realize that certain fields of the production, they are not, and they consume energy without providing value. And I have experienced that in many companies that they, consumers, they are not turned off. And also in the office, many people, when they go out in the evening, go home in the evening, they forget to turn off the light. And through digital, through IoT, it's possible to see, to get alert, hey, you forgot the light, and automatically to turn it off.
That will help us. That will help us quite a bit, because like you said, majority of us don't think in advance of the situation. But also on the B2C side of things, there's a lot of things that each one of us can do in our own homes to create a more sustainable environment. The challenge there is to retrofit existing electrical system is quite expensive. So perhaps subsidies will need to be created from the government side of things to help us if we are to reach those goals that we have by 2030. We are on time, 1 minute more. And I would like to thank you, Georgiana, for the information that you shared on sustainability and around the electrification and IoT and how that can help us have a better planet for us and the future generations. Thank you, Georgiana.
If you enjoyed this podcast, follow us to get more updates and visit www.mobileecosystemforum.com. Insight, interaction, impact.